Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 202. Today is Saturday, February 28th, 2020. I am not your host, Stone, but joining me is Stone. I'm Zortz, and today we have the very awesome Zaya joining us. Zaya, welcome.
Did you say February the 8th or the
28th? I don't know. Look, just go with it. We can fix it in post.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Zorz.
I believe.
And as the host...
And the entrance cut out on me while you were playing it, so I had to sit there and try to guess when I was...
Yeah, see, that's the Discord part. That's the crappy part. So, I don't know. Zorz is going to edit all this stuff, right? Yeah. But yes, I am subbing in for Lita. It's been a long time, but the show title should be "We Can Fix It in Post," or "We Can't Fix It in Post." I am subbing in for Lita, who is away playing for 2 weeks. Wow. Yep. She is playing for 2 weeks. I don't know if she's here or not, but she's probably going to kill me. That's okay. I'm the one in charge right now. I'm the one pushing the buttons and do what I want. Zortz is here as well with me, co-hosting, because we wanted to do a boys' night. So Zortz, thank you for doing the intro. I hope you are well. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing okay, man. You know, surviving.
Awesome. And we have a veteran, an alumni, somebody I've met in person. It's a fantastic person. Him and his wife. They're great people. Zaya, hey, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be there.
I'm glad you can come back. And I'm glad that your mic is working. Because I said to Zortz, if his mic is not going to work, it's just going to be me and you, man. And it's going to be a short show.
But I'm glad. It would be a dumpster fire for the ages.
So, Zaya, what have you been up to? I don't, like, when was the last time that you were on? Was I there, or were you on after I had left?
You were there.
Okay.
I didn't really check when it's been many months.
So it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not here often.
What have you been up to?
Saturday night is often something with my wife, so it's hard for me to be live.
Sure. Have you been focused more on Iron Man stuff or anything in WoW? Or just...
Mostly Iron Man and virus challenges, but also try to get my main with my friends to do the Enzort invasion and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. How do you feel about the cloaks and the horrific visions? Do you like them or no?
Well, with a group of friends, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
We chat on voice chat, on voice channel. We have fun. But on random groups, I wouldn't like that.
Oh God!
I don't do random dungeons.
Yeah.
For the same reason. I prefer to be with people I know in real life. So.
Yeah. I personally, I have done the horrific visions only with personal friends and. And I've only got my cloak up to like rank 5 because all that you need to do is go kill the first boss and that's it, right? And then you're done. I have not done the extra stuff. But so far it's been okay. So what have you been doing with Iron Man stuff so far this year?
So far, since the last time, I lost about at least two green men, both at 116.
Oh, 116?
Yeah, 116. Oh, it's about the time when the green men start to get, have no more quest to do in BFA.
Okay.
Because since we don't have the art of Azazeroth, there are a lot of quests that we cannot do.
Yeah.
So at 116, I was searching for something, other quests to do, and got killed two times.
Oh my God.
So at about that time, I think the only way to continue is to get some chest and the PVZ. Besides that, I haven't found it something to continue leveling.
I mean, you could do bloodthirsty-ish stuff and just grind on mobs, right? But then you got to watch for server sharding, and I don't know if you like to grind on mobs like some folks do, because I'm okay with it for about an hour and then I'm done, right?
I can kill mobs for quite some time. Yes, of course, when you are at the rested XP, you have just to kill two times the number of mobs, so it gets a bit boring. I was doing my bloodthirsty until it was killed at 91, and about half an hour a day until he was out of the rested XP. Then I would switch and come back the next day for another half hour.
Yeah,
when I was working on my higher level blood, at like 85, I think it was, when I got it killed.
What?
But yeah, just, yeah, you heard about that.
No.
yeah, my 85 level Bloodthirsty Hunter croaked a couple weeks back. But yeah, I'd sit there and just do it in parts. I'd like play for about an hour on it, log out, and then come back a couple days later, play for another hour, log out. Once you get higher level, you got to break it up, otherwise you'll go freaking insane.
Well, unless you're Nisi, and Nisi just grinds, right? Grinds and grinds.
No, she breaks it up. She breaks it up.
Nope.
Up to 60 bloodthirsties can do rares and hunters at least, and goes pretty fast. But after that, rares become too much to even try. So you have to grind the normal mobs, and it slows down a bit.
Yeah, once I got out of Old World and Outlands, I was like, yeah, mobs are off the table. I'm not even
gonna. Rares. When I was doing my bloodthirsty, as soon as we left classic zones, done with rares. There was no way in heck I was going to do those. We'll see how that looks like when the new new leveling curve comes out, because you know now that like well then when you go from 1 to I guess also sorry you're going to go from 10 to 50, right? It's going to be neat to see which path people go, right? And if you can kill rares and so on and such. Yeah.
When you get to 60, but it will depend on the number of greens we have equipped. If you have enough greens, you can do some rares, not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah. Sorts.
I gotta agree with Zaya on that one, but still, I play better safe than sorry. It's like, once I'm out of Old World, it's like, nope, no rares. But Zaya, now that we are here in the wonderful year of 2020, what challenge goals have you set for yourself for the year?
It will depend when the new expansion comes on. But I expect to get one green to 120 and a workman to 120. The others, I'm not sure where I'll go, how far I will, I'll be able, able to go. Workman is easy, easy. Figure speech. But yeah. When we get high enough, you can go to archaeology and stay in lower level zone and get a lot of XP with quite small risk. So it's something that is, once you get to 100, you can go to 120 because you can stay in low level zone with not many risk. There's still something, but
okay, so yeah. Basically, I could, once I hit level 100 on a working man, I could go to classic zones, or...
It is basically what Execute did with the working man contest.
Okay.
When he got high enough, he switched to archaeology, and I did mainly that, up to 120.
Okay. And you can go to, and Ferris's any zone? Boy. Boy, oh boy. It tempts me to try it. That higher zones are
my working man is at 49, I think, something like that.
Oh man.
My green man is at 93 currently.
I expect 93.
Yeah.
Moly. I don't think I actually had a working man. I don't think I had one. I think that was the only one I didn't have, which is funny. But I still have my old iron, and I have my iron team member still left over. And then and eventually when I get through the auction house gold stuff, when I get them out, then I will probably re-roll some challenge tunes. But my focus is all gold right now, right? But getting info off you guys, yay! It's gonna help me out too, and I'm sure it's gonna help out a lot of other people too. But you just need to get to, I guess the Archie stuff could be applied to. I mean, even if you're at level 80, right, then you can go down to anything that's level 60, and you should be okay. Like, there's a little bit of risk, I guess, but because it's a 20 level difference, but shouldn't be that bad, right?
Well, up to 100, you can get some nodes and herbs in the same level zone.
Okay.
And can get XP and no mobs, but once you get to 90 in Draenor, if you pick an herb or a node, a mob can spawn.
Yes. Yep.
And they are very bad.
Yeah.
So at that time, you have to be careful where what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I do recall when I was leveling up, just a character with like normal gear, picking. I think I was mining, and one of the mobs spawned, and I had normal gear on, and it took me down to half health, like. And I can't imagine being on an iron, being like, oh, good lord, I'm like, you're gonna die, right?
You have something like a vanish or shadow bell, or
that would be. I guess with shadow meld, what would happen with the mob that spawned? Would it just sit there, or would it despawn? I wonder.
I'm not sure. Maybe Fur in the chat could.
Sturr says it despawns. Well, I mean, I guess you could pick a node every 2 minutes, right? Because I think Shadow Meld is 2 minutes, right? And what's Vanish? Is Vanish two or
Vanish
one and a half?
Is I think it's 3 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Archaeology and Pandaria, yeah, you get spawns, eventually they despawn, okay. But usually, right, you move away from where they spawn, and then you pop your vanish or shadow meld, and then you would think that the mob would run back to where it popped up from. All right. Zaya, what's been the biggest lessons that you've learned playing these kind of characters?
You learn how to play your class a lot more than with standard tunes. There are things that I had troubles with my main. After I started Irons, my main was able to do them. Because you don't do this thing the same way. You don't rush in. You plan everything, and you can, if you do some PvE, easily do absolutely almost anything, except elite, of course.
Yeah.
You have to be geared to get elite, or you're dead. But if you know what you can do with your class, in Irons, you are first to know what you can do, because at any time, if there's a patrol or a respawn, you have to get out of there and flee. So if you learn that on my main, I was able to do things I couldn't before.
Sorry, I was dealing with family here. I think I feel the same way as you in that when I was doing Irons, I mean, it taught me a lot more about the class, a lot more about the spec I was playing. I mean, now that we can do specs, and it taught me to be patient, which I'm not a very patient person, for those that know me, right?
Same.
Yeah.
Like, if you remember when I first started, I was running like 3-4 irons at a time and getting them killed in record numbers. So.
Mm-hmm. Lita. That was supposed to be a Lita.
Lita.
Focus, Lita.
Shorts.
Focus. Focus. I'm going to tell you, Lita has never looked better, Azzy. Lita has never looked better. Look at this nice beard. He's grown. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All
right. All right. Zaya, if someone new was to come into the challenge and ask for advice, what is something you would advise they keep an eye out for, try, do, don't do? Tips, tricks, all that good stuff.
Well, it's funny because Stone just said it. Be patient. Take your time. There are two mobs. How can I control one and kill the other? Go away, come back, do the second one. Things like that. You have to be patient all the time. If you rush it, you're going to die. Okay? You get a patrol, you get a respawn, something like that, and you're going to die. Because at some point, you have no way to run away unless you are patient and prepare escape routes, something like that. You have to be patient on any class, even hunters and things like that. I have usually play hunters for irons, and I have feigned death and things like that, but I am still patient. I never take two mobs at a time if I can do otherwise. You have to take one mob at a time, be patient, kill one, flee, come back, do it again, all the time. Be patient, and you should be able to go far.
Be patient or you're going to die. I mean, when you said that, I'm like, yep. Yep, and I really hope a lot of people take that to heart, because I feel like new people want to rush in and, oh, I want to get her done, and I want to do it and do this and do that, and I want to be like the first, I want to be the fastest, I want to do the hardest. No, just...
And they die at level 30.
Yeah, like, just relax.
13.
Relax. Right? A lack of patience when I was tired one night got me killed from Allie.
Well, rule right. Number one, Allie, don't play tired.
Don't play tired. Yep.
Something safe like DMF or something like that.
Sure. Well, even then, you could run out into the woods and accidentally
Don't go to the woods
right-click
on Arvin.
right-click on one of the wolves that are level 121. You get one shot and you're done. Not that that's ever happened to me at all.
No, of course not. It's that'd be insane, like somebody jumping off a zeppelin.
Wow. That's not even close. That's not even close, man. Jumping off a zeppelin when you cannot reach the edge, well, that's just silly. Okay, we're gonna go into our weeks in a while. Zaya, what have you been up to? Not necessarily this past week, but just the last little bit for World of Warcraft or anything Iron Man related or anything. 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 What have you been up to?
Well, I lost my iron at 98 on January 23rd, something like that. So I reroll another one because when you die, you reroll as soon as possible. And I'm now to 70, 57, 58, something like that. I have started a PASI working man during the 15th anniversary. So the pacifist is quite stressful. It's a human rogue, so I don't have any shadow ballot, anything. So you look at all the mobs, okay, is it far enough so I don't get aggro or something like that? It's quite stressful, so I don't play her much. The working man is a lot easier because you can kill the mobs.
Yeah.
Just besides the node or the herb, whatever. And I'm playing my green man to get to 120 this year, like I said.
Well, and you're like you said you were the 93, I want to say on your working man, right?
No, my green man in
Oh, your
93.
green man
My
was
working man
93.
is a 448, I
Oh,
think.
okay. All right. I'm sorry. I thought see, I knew one of them was 93, but well, hopefully you'll get there. Yeah, so you're working on a pacifist and you're working man. And yeah, I just when I was doing pacifist, are you doing the auction house stuff where you buy the Dark Moon Fair quest stuff? Or do not touch that?
Since she mostly gained levels by doing the daily of the anniversary, she doesn't. She has I think 200 gold, so she cannot do that yet.
Okay.
As soon as I go in the field and get herbs and things, maybe some
Gotcha.
in 2 or 3 months, maybe. But I often don't even think about that
Okay.
unless it's too late. Because during EMF, those things are impossible to buy. It's way too high a price. So you have to buy them a week or two after the EMF. So it's a lot cheaper at that. But I don't think about it, so.
Yeah, I think when I started buying them, I was only able to buy one or two. There's one of them that you shouldn't even bother to buy unless you're level 60, I believe. It's a level 60 or higher quest. So even if you buy it, you can't even use it. So it was quite some time after I had rolled my pacifist that I could actually start to buy them, and it was because of fair that I found out that you could actually buy these dang things because I had no idea. Definitely wait about 2 weeks after it's over. I found those, that's when the prices really got them low. When you start getting closer to the next fair, that's when prices climbed right back up again. And I was like, yeah, I can't afford that nonsense. So, But is that all you wanted to share with what you were doing this week, or is there anything else? Or not this week, but you know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna answer to Ali that focus. I focus. I only have one tone of each type. So I play good. One. Say, there. When you have you play a passy and a, I don't have a bluster team now. I didn't re-roll a bluster team yet, but if you have a passy, a working man, a green, you have to be careful not to do something you cannot do on that tune. Okay, so I use for my green man, I explore everything in green. So it's visual, it's green. And I use titles. My green man is a seeker. Iron Man are the gullible. Pacifist is the diplomat or ambassador, something like that. Working man is lumberjack. So I have everything in visuals to be sure that I know what tone I am doing.
That would be good for our tip of the week for sure. Actually, I'm gonna write down here, Zaya, say what you said before. All right, because that's a good tip. Just to be able to focus, like, yeah, you can play more than one tune, right? But as long as you can keep it straight, then you're good. It's when you mess around with your naming schemes that they all sound the same, then you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Zorts, what have you been up to lately?
Well, as everybody but you knew, I killed Blood at level 85.
Man.
Thereabouts. I forget exactly what level.
Sorry.
So that was a... That was a nice little kick in the gut for the start of the year. And I was like, okay, you know. Luckily, I had one sitting in Fellwood at 40, my Warlock. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to start working on you again. So I've been doing that. And then just, you know, because I like to have a backup, I started a Priest this week who's at level 10 now, 11, something like that. So... you know, just kind of bounce between those two a couple days a week and see what happens.
Is it an Iron Man priest?
Nah, Bloodthirsty.
Bloodthirsty. So are you focused more on Bloodthirsty or just...
Yeah, I just, like, I kind of, you know, Nisi's converted me. What can I say?
Oh, man.
You know, I just, you know, open up my Spotify and... you know, find a good playlist of Angry Devil music to kill too, and just start grinding away.
Oh boy, when did you resub? Because I thought you would, I thought you had unsubbed for a while.
Oh, no, I never stopped the sub. I was still like popping in on and doing a couple little things, but I took a break for a couple.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Anything else you want to share, sir? Anything?
I got new glasses.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Joined a gym.
Oh. Oh boy. Okay. Well, yeah, if only we could see these new glasses. I mean, Yeah, Zorts. If only we could
see
these new glasses.
Why ruin the mystique, man?
Because
it's my bread and butter.
No, it's not. It's not your bread and butter. You are more than just a face. We just want to put a face to the voice. That's all.
Yeah.
All right.
I never see that being necessary.
Well, listen, if you put a face out there, then it will make it better for me to be able to track you down, right? Because I'll be like, oh, there he is. Right. Come on, just do it. Come on, Zorts. All right. As we try to peer pressure Zorts into revealing his face, that's not going to work. I'm going to go into what I did what I've been doing recently. Honestly, I've not been doing challenge tunes. I'm doing my own personal challenge in making 5 million gold before the next Shadowlands thing comes out, because they are, well, because they're, because I want to get the auction house mount, right? And it costs 5 million gold, and they are removing it from the game. So I want to get it. Oh. Yep. I want to get it before it gets removed. And once we get the 5 million gold, then I'm going to probably pull back my auction house stuff and get back into some Iron Man and probably pacifist. Maybe working man, now that you guys have told me that it's relatively easy when you get higher up. Just as something else to do as well, because I've definitely focused my WoW playing overall to auction house stuff. Like, I'd still raid, but honestly, everything I've been pretty much doing has been geared towards auction house stuff. Just give me gold. I'm at 3 million, still need about 1.95 to go. So I should get it eventually within the next month or two. So we'll see how that plays out, I guess. I am focused, Lita.
Hello, Lita.
Hello, Lita. All right, let's move on. We're going to do the news. Let me play the bumper.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. I believe Lunar Festival ended today at 10 a.m., but Love is in the Air started. I was going to play it, and then Lunar Fest, I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's done. So Love is in the Air starts today. It's running right now, February 8th, all the way until February the 22nd. So with this event, there are crown chemical mobs that are around in certain zones. Only the silver pine ones apparently count for the quest. So just keep that in mind. Even if you kill the ones in other zones, you still need to, like, for the quest itself, you need to kill the ones in silver pine. And womp womp, Bloodthirsties can't do that. Yet again, Bloodthirsties get the, you know. Some of the zones are Elwyn Forest, Duskwood, hint, Turlands. Oh yeah, I know that one. Hills, Brad Foothills, Silver Pine Forest, Durotar, Dark Shore, Dustwallow Marsh, Winter Spring, Terrakar Forest, Crystal Song Forest, and Uldum. As we've heard from the cutscene, it is Uldum, not Uldum. So it's official, it's Uldum. Overall, I believe Nisi was there. I think you guys posted a write-up already, right? I think. And if not, yeah. I don't think anything changed from even last year. So, same deal where you can't do the love dungeon unless you are, I'd say the only way that you could do it is if you are on a 5-person iron team. Then you could queue up for it. But if you're on 4 or less, you can't queue up for it, because then you're going to get a random person in there. Then that's not allowed. So no. So I personally wouldn't try it, but you never know, right? Some people might want to try it. And if you do, give her a go and tell us how it is. So vroom vroom and Uldum. Lita, vroom vroom. And the boom boom. So apparently she says there's more news. There's a Spreadshirt promo. So from February 12th to the 14th, there's 20% off everything. So if you want to get stuff with the logo on it, like shirts and caps and stuff, it's 20% off for everything, apparently. Special
coffee mug
for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Huh. 20% off. All right. I think that's it, right? Yes. Something, something, the website will be out soon. Very soon. Very soon. Very soon, TM. Okay? TM. All right. Let's move on to the date of the challengers. Zaya, can you take the first list of irons, please, sir?
Number 10, Zaya Shariat, 57. Hey, that's me. Number 9, Nemesisil, 2. Nemesis 2, okay, at 57 also. Number 8, Ironcraft at 61. Number 7, Nikki at 68. Number 6, 97 at 79. That's weird, don't you think?
Wow. they cannot level anymore. They have to stop.
No.
Right there.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop.
Number 5, Chancery at 81. Number 4, Aaron Ezzy at 85. Number 3, 5 Melon at 89. Number 2, Ferry Carey at 90. And number 1, Ferry Lyric at 103.
Nice. Nobody died.
Okay, can I just, and I know we say this every week.
What?
Freaking Asdy, though, man. Dude loses a tune, and then in like a couple of days, like, yeah, back up in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know how he does that. I'm not sure.
I try to, but I'm not as fast as he is.
Dude's got his system down pat.
Have fun, Lita. Enjoy. Lita's going to head on out.
Lita.
Have fun.
Lita.
Have a great time, Lita. Okay. Bloods. Zort. Can you take care of the bloodthirsty list for me, please?
Well, I guess I could.
Okay, thank you.
At number 10, at level 38, we have Sanguinette. Level 39, sitting in number 9, Blood Cell. Murloc Killer takes the number 8 spot at level 40. Some dumbass here, Lock Zorts at 49 is the number 7 guy. Number 6 is Nisi at 59. Broken Tooth, level 66, is sitting in the number 5 position. Number 4 is Nikki at number 60, or level 68. Number 3 is 5 Chesty at level 70. Number 2 is Snull Suffer at 92. And number 1 is Soul Stoned at 103. Nisi dominating the list as always.
Jeebus. All right. And again, no deaths. Now I really did look at the list and I put it all in there and there were no deaths. So, pacifist, we have number 10, Peacenik at level 25, number 9, Pacifissa, level 36, number 8 is Vierna at level 38, number 7 is Nacelles at level 46, number 6 is Ferris Sky at level 67, number 5 is 5 Chesty at level 70, I believe he is doing a dual blood and pacifist. I don't know.
It's easy.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, I don't question it. I just, 5 is just doing his thing. And
Lucy does chess, I think.
Right. Number 4 is Awesome Blomster at level 72. Number 3 is Herbalissa at level 83. Number 2 is Listokaska at level 84. Learn Cyrillic, and you'll know what that says. And number 1, Silent Herber, is level 111.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Well, we're all going to have to learn it one day, so might as well do it now.
No.
All right. Tins. Zaya, can you do the tins for me, please?
Okay, they're on the 6 this week.
Yep, it's a short list.
Palamin at 20, number 5, Kafalar at 22, number 4, Juggy Aaron 2 at 23, number 3, Arundel at 83, number 2, Hunterpunk at 85, and number 1, Diweta at 98.
Nice. Also, well, I think there were deaths there, but because it's tins, I didn't put... them in. I think we were only going to say that the deaths were, like, we would put them in if they went from 0 to 1 deaths or something. And so far, there was nothing like that in that list. So, congrats all. And Zorts, can you please do the greens?
Sure. At number 10, we got Shizukana at 42. Number 9 is Avarice at 49. Number 8 is Lore Keeper, level 71. Number 7 is Razor Tip, just the tip, at 74. Number 6 is Celadon at level 85. Number 5 is Chris Dude at 90. Number 4 is Zaya Gala at 93. Number 3 is Lil Bit Green at 97. Number 2 is Ferritot at 107. And Jan Green at level 116 takes the number 1 spot this week.
So that must be Jangler, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh boy. Oh boy. He's getting close there.
Getting at the point where there is no quest to do.
So
I really like to know what it's going to do now.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, because I stuck there 2 times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on honestly, if I had no quests to do and I was at that point, I would be grinding on mobs. And I would find a spot where there was yellow mobs and kill them. And it's going to be a bloodthirsty grind fest, but I mean, it's safer than trying to push yourself to do something else, right?
There is still a PVZ and
yes,
and then world events, else, right? Not, yeah, holidays, thing like that.
Yeah, I mean, like you could wait until the next one is Midsummer Fire Fest. Right, that you have all the different campfires that you can go to get all the quests, so that would be about a level and a half. So
about, yeah,
well at least at that level. Okay, so working man, Zaya, can you do the working man for us, please?
Number 10, Tilly at 28. Number 9, Ferrerona at 41. Number 8, Zayawiya at 47. Number 7, Joyful Colin at 50. Number 6, Rogitazi at 54. Number 5, Nii at 56. Number 4, 5, Aika Panda at 60. Number 3, Fairy Winter at 72. Number 2, Effortless at 91. And number 1, Contester, who could that be at 111, excuse me.
I wonder.
I think that's Lita. I think that one's Lita, isn't it?
I think it's Lita.
Isn't that Lita, guys?
It's Pokati.
And maybe it's Ezzy.
It's Froggy, isn't it?
Can I ask you something, Zaya? How do you come up with your names? So, I mean, like, how do you come up with, like, the end of your name? Right? Like, do you have a certain way of doing it, or just random?
Randomize name.
Yeah.
And put Zaya in the front.
Gotcha.
Maybe so. Sometimes I replaced the beginning with Zaya, or I did at the beginning. Depends.
Okay.
Just so it looks not too bad.
That's how I came up with Zorts. I just randomized it until Zorts popped up, and I was like, "Yeah, it sounds like a goblin name."
I have something. My green man will be Zaya G something. My working man will be Zaya W something. My passive will be Zaya P something.
Ah.
Aaron is Zaya anything.
So Zaya Gala, because it's a green.
Yep.
Gotcha. See, that's a good, that's a, yeah, yeah.
That's
now, hold on.
Help me.
Hold on. I'm looking at the iron list, and your number 10 person is Zaya Sharia.
Yep.
But why is there no I after the Zaya?
Iron is Zaya anything.
Oh, okay.
If it's a G, it's a green. W is a working man. P is a passy. If it's not anything else, it's an I. With W, we have a B for blood.
Okay, gotcha.
I thought by Zaya Barra.
Okay. It makes sense. I just saw him like, wait a second. Hold on.
Like I said earlier, it's something to help me be sure what am I doing. What tune am I playing?
Yeah. I mean, until we can transmog on white gear for cheap, I think that's the best way to go. Because I mean, if I was on a working man, I would want to transmog to make him look like a lumberjack or something, right? You know, like to have like the plaid shirt and, you know, have like an axe or something, right? Just then I knew that it's a iron, a working man character. But I don't think Blizzard's going to change the transmog rules anytime soon. Like a Canadian, yeah, that's what me and Zaya wear every day. It's just plaid, right? Right?
Don't show.
Sure. And we just cut down trees and drink maple syrup and live in igloos. And yeah, that's all that we do up here. And we're lucky to have the net.
Ride your moose bareback.
Gotta watch out for those. Listen, man, moose are rough. Moose are rough. Okay, let's go with the teams. I'm gonna do all three of the team groups. For iron teams, we only had one, was light and lightning at level 80. Blood teams, we had five finger death taco double dip. You don't double dip.
Just the dip?
No, you don't double dip. They're at level 25, but you don't double dip. You don't double dip.
Oh, they're double dipping. Oh, they double dipping all night.
Oh, good Lord. And for green teams, we have number three, you don't know you weren't there at level 24. Number two, never give up, level 29. And number one, the trash heap has spoken, yeah, at level 40. That's
wonderful Fraggle Rock reference.
That's how I haven't watched that show for ages. Ages, man.
Me neither, but that is just the best right there.
So congrats to everybody. It looks like we don't have any deaths, which
that's a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust it.
Yeah, I don't trust it either. I, you know, I feel
next
like
next week it's gonna be a fucking bloodbath.
Well, wasn't the other week though? Like, there's a lot of people died, so maybe this is like the opposite, right?
I don't know, so, man. But yeah. I'm just saying, guys. Nobody don't be surprised this week if you all start dropping like.
So Rogue Slayer lost her working man at 91. Oh man,
I lost two. Izzy lost one, and.
Working at 91, Effortless died. Oh, so yeah, Effortless.
Okay, all right.
So they're
all
saying
right.
Effortless died.
The
so
curse
why,
has been averted.
Why
resume
didn't
normal
it, show up? Hold on here. Let me go look at this list. Did
it happened earlier today, I think.
Yeah, so it should have been picked up.
I remember seeing a tweet about one of her tunes dying.
It didn't get picked up.
Yeah, well, that happened.
It depends when it happened.
All right. Okay.
Hey,
we're
same
gonna
here,
get,
Azzy. Same here.
We're gonna get. We're gonna play the news bumper. No, not the news bumper. The chit chat bumper.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
I mean, I guess we didn't have to play it because we could have just did it. All right. We're gonna start off with Azzy's pun, Zorts.
Oh no! Nope. Zaya's here. Zaya's re-
okay. Hold on. Hold on. I've got to play the bumper. I've got to play the bumper. Okay.
It's Azzy's pun.
Okay. Here it is. I asked the clerk where the Terminator action figures were. He said, "I'll buy AB."
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Back. I don't know, man.
Boo! Get off the stage.
I could have.
I asked the
question. Dig that up, though, but.
Nope. Oh, thanks, Azzy. Thanks. Thanks, Azzy. Okay, but thank you, Azzy. Also, I'm very sorry to everybody. Zortz, can you read? There's a long message from Fair as a warning, and this is more of a...
What we should have done before the show was find an alarm soundbite for this one.
You know what? Honestly, the festival's over, but we can kind of apply this stuff to next year. So just keep this stuff in mind. Zortz, go for it.
Yep. Okay, from Fair, we have a warning. Challengers level 110 and over should avoid Uldum and the Vale of Eternal Blossoms in Pandaria. Fair says, I don't remember seeing any mention of the hazard of trying to get to the Elders in Uldum on a level 110 plus. Don't do it. Since the flight point was available to my level 110 green man, she hopped a taxi from Tenaris to Ramakan. Very bad idea. She was flying through some sort of attack or invasion. She's a rogue. So stealth immediately on landing and ran into the inn to hearth out. Those of you who play regulars probably know this stuff, but I have one regular 120 and I haven't touched since Stinging 120 early in the expansion. Wowhead says that Zadormi is available, but it looks like she's located in Ramakan itself, and it definitely did not feel safe getting there. Also, I read Zadormi could be bugged in Darkshore, so I suggest not risking level 110 challengers trying to get those Elder coins in Darkshore, Tenacis, or Teldrassil either. I know Lunar Festival is almost over, but it could be the time of some of us are trying to finish up our Elder coin quests and wanted to get the word out about the zones. Zaya actually provided a response that helps a lot. Do not fly into Uldum. Use the portal from Stormwind or the Horde equivalent that puts you into Ramakan safely so you can talk to Zadormi. verify that this works fine. Zadormi says talk to her to switch it back, but I didn't do that. I'll have to see if it stays time shifted when I return or if you need to do it every time. But using this, it's fine for questing archaeology, etc., under one level 10 plus tunes.
And I think so fair
work there figuring that out.
It is important to know for pacifists, working man, if you want to do archaeology in Uldum, you have to do that or you will have 120 mobs around you.
Yeah, and I think Fair is correct too. Fair is saying that this applies to more than just loot Lunar Fest. And yeah, it's true because this is going to be up permanently as far as we know, right?
So probably until Shadowlands.
Well, even at Shadowlands, I think if you decide to level up through... who knows,
it's
right?
It's like when Legion came out, there were invasions in Barons and things like that. Yeah. Once the expansion went out, those invasions went away.
That's
it
right.
It could be the same.
That's right. Because honestly, this stuff is... Well, Nisi, Legion assaults are still happening, but that's a that's like stuck over in its own world and server. Okay, this stuff is in the classic world. Basically, it's just phased. So I wonder when they come up with the new expansion, what's going to happen to that? Because really, at level... No, actually, you know what? If there's gear that you can't get, they'll probably keep it. And who knows how that will work? That maybe you can't see it until you're level 50, right? Well, like at the new 50. So, I think there is new gear there that you can't get anywhere else. So maybe it's not going to go away.
It was the same when Legion came, before Legion came out. At the crossroads, there were often lots of demons there with world bosses and things like that. You just had to be in the zone to get a level. It was quite easy to level that.
Oh, I remember that stuff.
But as soon as Legion came out, there was no invasion in Crossroads.
Well, but no. We're talking about the other invasions. We're talking about the ones that are happening right now, right? The ones that
go into after.
Right.
They
right.
go in they're in Dasher and RIT.
Yeah, well,
those
I wonder
level 120 special zones.
I wonder what's going to happen to Darkshore and Arathi too, right? Like, are those going to be reverted, or like are those going to be gone? Because there are mounts and pets there and toys, and people want to collect them, right? Oh boy.
Maybe they be there for some special level, like in the new Shadowlands at 50, you will get that still. Before that, you will have the old way, like it is now. That's what I think will happen, but they can decide it, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, I was actually having a thought about this. This time next year, World of Warcraft is going to be such a completely different game. Like, it's going to be a different game, head to toe. It's going to be neat to see what they do. Ferris, like, say, it's a mess needing to remember to talk to Zadormi for each of those places. Yep. It would be nice if, I don't know if they could do talk to her once and have it flip for all zones. I don't know if that would make sense, but because, you know, what if you don't want it to flip, right? And then you have to talk to her again to get it back and all that kind of stuff. But I kind of wonder if maybe all these new special zones and all the special stuff will happen at 50. And then, if you level up, man, I don't know. Anyways, we're going to get down a rabbit hole here because, good Lord. We have to do Challenger Tip of the Week. Zaya, say what you did before.
Be patient or dead. How's your dead?
Be patient or you're going to die. Sometimes it's
I was actually kind of hoping Zaya was going to say, say what you said before.
All right, chat room.
Good one, Zort.
Zort, are you going to be back here next week?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Unless there's a dramatic change in life.
I have a whole week to plan. Great. All right.
Oh, God. I don't like the sound of that.
So, we were talking about chat stuff, so might happen at 40 or 50 will be the new like if we're leveling from 10 to 50, right? If you do Blasted Land, like if you were to go to Draenor and level that way, you're supposed to be going to the Blasted Lands at level 10 to get that first quest, and that's the new Blasted Lands, not the old one. So right? Like, how there's so much, like, this is like they're blowing up WoW. Like, they're blowing it up and making a new game. It's gonna be very different. Very different. There was something else I thought of too that I can't remember, but I was thinking, oh man, how the hell are they gonna deal with this stuff? It's I don't know. We'll see. There is actually, they made note that they're releasing the book. There's a book coming out July 14th. And then I was thinking, well, if, compared to last year or last time, you know, there's 2 months, between the book and the launch, which would make the new expansion come out September 15th. But then I believe LB spoiled it for me, and he was like, no, that's not necessarily true, because there's been different times between book and launch throughout different expansions, so it doesn't necessarily mean 2 months. Hey, Dragons After Dark, that's another nice person I've met at BlizzCon. Super, super nice person. Okay, so we're going to do thank yous. Zorts. It's all you, buddy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to say thank you to those known as the Iron Elite. These are the people who have supported the channel and the website and the podcast through Patreon, PayPal, or Twitch subs. And they are as follows. Two Shanks, Aleandras, Azilune, Baz, Cecil Harvey, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys 1985, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco 1983, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gatson, Gran Negus, Grim, Keyvamp, Chris W, Kaiser, Layla, Lassan, Michael Ram, Mr. Bright 01, Hi Ross, Miss Rockuru, Miss Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude, Stolen Greener, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Delani, Timer, aka Timer, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, Termicle, Two Frog, Tyla the Infirmary Keeper, Ulmina, Unenathil, Winema, Zaya, and me.
Thank you, Zorts. Thank you very, very much for everybody that supports the site. Definitely helps out. And if you can't support it through cash, that's completely okay. If you've got a pullback, that's okay. Likes, retweets, just being here in the chat, it definitely helps too. We're going to read a question by Rude because he apparently sent it in, but I didn't see it in the show notes. So, I finished as level 9 hunter, a quest pushing forward. This gives a reward as a level 9 gun. When I deliver this quest at level 60, do my rewards automatically get an upgrade? That is, do I get a level 60 gun as a reward instead? I believe your rewards will be applicable to what level you are when you turn it in. But
it is usually the case.
Yeah, but I'm not 100% sure.
Quest like that, but
so Zaya, yeah.
I remember doing picking a quest at some level and giving it a lot later, and everything was upgraded. It happened at least once.
But, yeah.
So yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I would think it's gonna. I think your gear will be based on when you turn that in. So now here's the thing: if you wait, that white gun, right, might get upgraded to green, as well.
Nope.
No.
Five did a few tests with that. There are some quests that he took in the low level zone, and they gave level 50 plus white gear. So the stores said the other day that if you pick the in Lakmodan the sixth document, he picked it up at low level and gave it back at 59, and the XP was way up. So it would probably be the same.
I was worried about, you know, that chance that basically every piece of gear has to bump up. So if the quest reward is supposed to be green, it could bump up to a blue. And if it's a blue, it could bump up to a purple. And similarly, we've seen that if it's a white, it could bump up to green. I wasn't sure if, yeah, you could wait to turn in that quest at level 60, but you may not get that gun still, because that gun, even though it will come in as a level 60 gun, it might get that random upgrade to bump it up to a green gear and not keep it white, right? But it's just a random thing.
I have never seen that yet.
Now, I'll say I've never seen that myself, but I thought I saw chatter about it. being like, well, I can't use this because now it's gone from white to green. But I might be wrong. I mean, if nobody else has seen this, and I personally have not seen that, I'm just thinking of what I might have seen in chat. Okay. So maybe not. So, I mean, definitely, I mean, if you go and turn that in and then it shifts to green, definitely let us know for sure. Okay. So moving on, I'm going to say thank you to from Sir Lita and myself. Thank you to all of our mods for everything that you guys all do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Lisi, Zaya, and Zorz. Hey, both of you are mods? I'm kidding. Thank you very... Thank you very, very much. I pop my nose in every once in a while to make a comment or two. But you guys definitely help us keep the lights on, that's for sure. Aminia, thank you very, very much. And he is finding out that making a website is not easy. So thank you very much for dealing with all the nonsense. And we're looking forward to the new site. This is my section. Thank you to everybody watching in Twitch.
It has been a while.
I'm relishing this. Thank you very, very much for hanging out with us. And if you want to hang out with us too, we stream live at 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. And if you're in the chat, I will read your name too. So thank you to all these wonderful, awesome people who were in our chat and hung out with us to do this show, to make the show, and all that jazz. Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir, me, our wonderful bot, Zaya, Zortz, Ali, that's a bot, Dave, Dragons After Dark, Fraga, I should say LB, but I'm going to use his Twitch name, Iron Azzy, that's a bot, Rude, Bot, and Five Iron, thank you all very, very much for hanging out with us. Now, you could hang out with us too and be part of this cool group, because I will read your names next week. After that, I can't make any promises. Our next show will be Saturday, February the 15th. Oh, right after Valentine's Day. Oh, boy. At 7 p.m. Eastern. You have no name? Well, you were not in the user list, man. Sorry. Key Vamp. Sorry. Five Iron will be here joining us to relay his words of wisdom. Zaya, thank you very, very much for hanging out with us. Can you please tell everybody where they can hang out with you? Where they can find you.
You can contact me on Discord, it's Zaya9661, or by email at zayaqc@gmail.com. I also check the forums about 2 times a day, and I'm often logged in Remote Accord on the one of the various irons I have.
Okay. Where you can find us, the website is wowchallenges.com. You can find everything from our Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. All the links are there. There's also a link to the podcast list of episodes, which is what we're recording right here. But you can also download them on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can contact the show by email by emailing podcast@wowchallenges.com. Zortz, tell us where we can find you, or tell people where they can find you.
They can find me overs on the Twitters at Zortz the Goblin, XORTZTHAGOBLIN, all lowercase, all one word. And my Twitch channel, the same name, where I haven't had a whole lot going on over there because I just haven't, but hopefully going to be kind of ramping that back up here once I figure out my job situation. Mm. And yeah, come watch me do stupid things in video games because that's what I do best.
Ah. And I got Key Vamp's name wrong. It's actually K Vamp. And you're gonna find out very quickly it's not just me. Everybody will butcher names, and it's gonna happen a lot. So you can find me on Discord, S-T-O-N-E with the number sign 3621. I do have a Discord server that you can find if you click find me on Twitter, which is at S-T-O-N-E-G-R-A-S-P, like I'm grasping your stone, because people with a single stone need to have love too. You can, and I also have a website, stonegrasp.com, and do twitch.tv/stonegrasp. I stream a lot actually. I'm gonna plug this a little bit. I am streaming every day through the month to raise money for my ALS fundraiser. Our goal is $1,000. I think we're at $380 so far. And I am giving away, for every dollar that a person puts in, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to get a copy of Matthew Colville's Strongholds and Followers. I will ship it off to you. If you don't want it, you can find somebody that does want it, and I'll ship it to them. You can also find me on a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth, which Lita and I record every month or so. You can find Lita, who's not here. She's off having a ton of fun. I don't even want to picture how much fun she's going to have right now. It's just, wow. Wow, she's having a load of fun. You can find her on Twitter at Lita Wow, L-E-E-T-A, W-O-W, and as I said, she records Adventures in Azeroth with me once a month. Zorts, bring us out.
All right, we would like to give a big thank you to Mr. Markkonen for our intro. You can find him on Twitter at Markkonen Wow. And of course, for our outro, the man with a beard that makes Thor jealous, Epic Insanity. Find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds Podcast.
Yep. Thank you very much. They are two wonderful, awesome people. Markkonen actually grew a beard, but I believe he's shaving it off now. So rip Markkonen beard. That's going to be it. Zaya, again, thank you for hanging out with us. Zorts, thanks for dealing with my tequila nonsense, even though I drank it from a shot glass from a crappy team. Even though the person that gave this to me is really cool, it's still the crappiest
team ever. Dude, just let people enjoy things.
I do. It's just a crappy team because it's the Avalanche. And when have they... anyways, no, we were not going to go down that road because I'm going to get shot down real
it's
quick.
It was the Quebec Nordiques.
Yes, they were.
Followed hockey.
Yep, they were. And I wish that they would go back there because they deserve a team. So that's just my opinion. And Allie is probably going to shoot me now. I can't wait. Tomorrow we're playing D&D with Ali and Tosi and Sarah and Arlie. That's going to be fun, and she's probably going to kill me. So this is the last time. I probably won't be here next week. You guys, if I'm not here.
That's okay. We'll just get Ali to host it.
Yeah, Ali will host it. Survival of the fittest, right?
Yep.
All right. That's it. See y'all later.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.